Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code PLAY100. That's code PLAY100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Renzo, you guys pull out a close victory. This Elam ending, you guys are gotten a couple games under your belt with it now. What are your general thoughts on it? Obviously, adds excitement to the end.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, it's pros and cons, I guess, to everything. But I think the biggest thing when you get to that point, you know, you got to get a good shot every time. Took a couple bad ones and let them get a couple threes, so then it got interesting. So we just got to be better in this game, knowing that, all right, 7 points. You know, we got to get a good shot every time. It's not about trying to get two quick threes or trying to get, you know what I'm saying? It's like every time, just make sure you get a good one.
At the end of the game, seemed like Armored Athlete intentionally fouling you. What was the explanation you guys were getting from the officials on what they were or were not calling?
They don't know the rules, I don't think. Because like I'm looking at them like, I mean, I don't have, if somebody fouled me, I'm making a basketball play, that's fine. But I'm at half court and the ball is up there and if I don't get it. I mean, the whole point of Elam ending was to stop the fouling at the end and they're doing it again. So I don't know. But I mean, it's up to them to figure out what they want to do.
What's the feeling like? You guys are 3 wins away now. Obviously, you guys have had good showings in this tournament in the past. What's the mindset with 3 games left to go?
We got Marquette tomorrow. So like you said, just taking one game at a time. I mean, you know. It's kind of like the NCAA tournament, you know, you just got to win in a surviving event. So win tomorrow, make it to next weekend, then we'll worry about next weekend.
Looking back at the general Syracuse picture, how closely are you able to keep tabs on what Coach Boeheim and the team is doing year in and year out, and what are your thoughts going into this season for them?
To be honest, I think I came there last season. When I left the Orlando Magic, but I haven't been back since. But I don't really know who to have this year. I know Howard and forget his name, Tyler Battle.
Tyus
Battle. But I don't really know much of the team right now. But I know as soon as the season comes, I'll be locked in to see what they got going on, of course.
What is the crowds that follow you guys in this tournament? What does that say about the Syracuse faithful in general, whether it be at the Carrier Dome or following you guys to whatever city you guys are playing in?
It's been the same way since I was there. You know, you go to Florida, they're there. You go to West Coast, they're there. So you got a Hughes Nation is big for us, and I'm just glad that, you know, they're traveling with us.
Appreciate it, Lindsay.